Good morning. Police investigating the stabbing death of a 28-year-old Christchurch man. The Home Affairs Minister reports that the national cleanup effort is progressing well, and Prime Minister Gonzalez says some Vincentians want to evacuate to Barbados, but more are opting for the OECS. The top stories in the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. I'm Keith Goddard. The details to the news just ahead. Lawmen are investigating an unnatural death that occurred around minutes to seven last night in Christchurch. They say he is 28-year-old Tremaine Kemar Hines of number 17 Pleasant Hall Lane of St. Matthias. Police report that he received a number of injuries about his body during an altercation with a group of men. Hines died on the spot and was pronounced dead by the medical officer who visited the scene. One other person is reported to have received non-life-threatening injuries and was sent to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. Police are appealing to anyone with information about the incident to contact the Hastings Worthing Station, Police Emergency 211 or Crime Stoppers at 1-800-8477. Minister of Home Affairs, Information and Public Affairs Wilfred Abrams reports that government is making significant progress with the national cleanup effort.
He also appealed for individuals to play their part.
Sanitation Service Authority, along with the NCC, has taken a number of steps to ensure that the bag ash is collected in a timely manner. Officials have been deployed in communities doing visual checks. There is now an active hotline to receive calls from residents to activate the collection exercise. The SSA has also reported that persons are still commingling the ash with other household waste, and this poses a danger both to the workers on the trucks as well as to the compactor trucks themselves, which were not designed to handle the ash. So I'm asking you please to call the hotline and make arrangements for the proper collection of the ash.
Mr. Abrams went on to detail some of the public facilities which will be in operation this week.
The Grantley Adams International Airport remains open for flights. The work of keeping the airport clean and safe for flights is going to be an ongoing one, which will involve all of our partners over the coming weeks. Fish markets will be open tomorrow at 8 a.m., with the exception of the Bridgetown market, which is still being cleaned and will open on Tuesday, and Paynes Bay Market, which is closed until further notice due to roadworks and the need for some repair. The Bridgetown port is still in the process of being cleaned, but significant progress has been made. The sheds will be open and deliveries restarted to the public from Shed 2 and Shed 4, commencing tomorrow.
That was Minister of Home Affairs, Information and Public Affairs, Wilfred Abrams. Kezia Innes, Starcom Network News.
Meantime, the Sanitation Service Authority says it has a roster for the collection of ash. Public Relations Officer Carol Padmore says it should be placed in separate bags.
On the Wednesday, the 21st of April, we are going to St. Lucie and St. Peter. St. Philip and Christchurch is on the 22nd of April. St. John and St. George is on the 23rd. St. Andrew, St. Thomas on the 26th. The 27th is St. James and St. Joseph. And St. Michael, because it's so densely populated, that would be on the 28th. And this is all happening between 7 a.m. and 12 a.m.
And that's Public Relations Officer with the SSA, Carol Padmore. There was another explosion at the Lasufrere volcano yesterday. Our Akil Lovell is in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and I asked him for the latest.
Okay, well, yes, we did have a volcanic eruption yesterday about 4:49 p.m. This eruption was similar to the previous one in terms of size of the ash plume. It rose to about 8 kilometers high, but fortunately for Barbados, the ash drifted to the south-southwest of the island, so it drifted away from Barbados. The time gap between this eruption and the last was about 52 hours apart, so explosive activity at the volcano was quiet for about 2 days. Now, the island wasn't significantly affected by the ash fall. There were just some sections of the island that were a bit hazy.
Has the water situation there been become any better?
Well, according to the Prime Minister, he announced on Saturday that the water supply across the country is about 80% now capacity. So about 80% of the country has running water.
That's Akil Lovell in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Meanwhile, the neighboring Trinidad and Tobago has also come to the assistance of Barbados in the national ash cleanup. In a release on Sunday, the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Management said it had sent cleaning items to Bridgetown on Saturday. Starcom Network News confirmed that the aircraft supplied by Trinidad and Tobago Air Guard, as well as the regional security system, brought a combined 4,800 pounds of cargo that included safety goggles, industrial brooms, and coveralls. Another 1,000-pound shipment of cargo is expected to be sent within the next day or two. A local pilot has expressed concern about diverted flights being sent to Barbados given the amount of ash on the runway. Jeremy Stevens says Barbados' reputation for safety could take a major hit based on what is reported by pilots in command of a British Airway carrier grounded at BGI and one that made a decision to divert yesterday evening to Antigua. He says a notice to airmen, or NOTAM, which was sent out to all pilots around the world, never stated how bad this problem at Gaia was.
A notice to airmen should have gone out advising on approach. Now, one can say that that advisement or that advice could be given by the tower upon approach, but normally the process of flight planning is such that you would want to account for all of that before you even leave for your destination, so that you would avoid issues like the diversion of the BA, the British Airways flight that went up to Antigua from Barbados after holding out by Oledo for about 30 minutes thereabouts, actually.
Mr. Stevens also expressed concern about how this situation, though not created by Barbados, will impact the ability of Grantley Adams International Airport to attract new carriers.
Major issue and how this could lead to some form of reputational damage, and I mean we can come back from this because these things do happen across the world, but we have had a spotlight on us as a destination for far too long by the governing body ICAO, and it could really affect how we're able to attract or continue to attract different sorts of destinations or persons and airlines from different destinations in the future.
Licensed pilot Jeremy Stevens. Residents from Martins Bay, St. John, have been cleaning the beach but say they're not receiving any assistance from the authorities in removing the garbage. Spokesperson Andrew Payne says over the last month, they collected 20 bags of debris consisting of coconut husk and limbs, driftwood and plastics.
We would have contacted the NCC seeking permission or assistance in having this stuff removed, and so far we have no success and having the stuff removed. We would have spoken to them, and Mr. Milliton would have visited the area to identify the areas where the stuff were. And that was in the first week. But today, that stuff is still there.
It's Andre Payne, a resident of Martins Bay. Parliamentary representative for St. Joseph, Dale Marshall, has refuted charges from protesting householders in the parish that he's not focused on bringing water relief to the entire constituency. Residents of Vaughan's Road and surrounding communities staged a protest outside his constituency office yesterday over a lack of water for more than a week. But Mr. Marshall said he had personally seen to it that a community tank which would serve Vaughan's Road 1, 2 and 3, Burke's Village and Horse Hill, was given attention.
At the very time that I was in Lammings trying to coordinate the delivery of water from two or three Barbados Water Authority tankers and the Barbados Defence Force tanker, I made quite sure that a water tanker was deployed down to that very area to supply households with water and also to fill the water tank on the tennis court at Horse Hill. In fact, I visited that area personally and saw that the water tank was filling that community tank. But I reiterate that this is not a St. Joseph alone problem. All of Barbados is challenged. The reservoir levels are currently quite low, and the situation is worsened because of the ash.
As Member of Parliament for St. Joseph, Dale Marshall, Barbados is among a number of countries identified by Vincentians for temporary stay as a result of the eruption of the Lasso Freya volcano. Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves said so far about 600 Vincentians have indicated a willingness to leave the island, but he said greater interest is being shown in other OECS countries.
Yeah, persons are interested in few persons interested in going to Barbados, friends and family, temporarily. But that's not where our focus is on the OECS countries, those which have made preparations like Dominica, Grenada, St. Kitts, Antigua, even some private homes in St. Lucia. The The thing is this, is that we have to abide by whatever conditions for the entry into those countries. I mean, this is the time of COVID too.
It's Vincentian Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. A recap of the top stories. Police investigating the stabbing death of a 28-year-old Christchurch man. The Home Affairs Minister reports that the national cleanup effort is progressing well. And Prime Minister Gonsalves says some Vincentians want to evacuate to Barbados, but more are opting for the OECS. The top stories in the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Keith Goddard. Good morning.
And you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news.